the Football Sack Podcast, powered by Summerland Credit Union. Banking on football. Go to bankingonfootball.com for details.
Welcome to another week of podcasting. I'm Jack Quigley.
I'm
with
Pat.
With me to make 20 minutes of bad jokes of Pat Flaherty.
I'll just introduce myself. I already said I'm Pat.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has been a while. We take a lot of mid-season breaks.
Yeah, obviously you were on holidays last week.
I was.
Sitting in your living room and looking at a Banner Ban Organic Coconut Oil.
It doesn't belong to me.
Oh, sure. Is that what you put through your hair and on your scalp or something? Because you're looking very tan.
I am looking very tanned. I maintain it's not my coconut oil.
Yeah, sure.
You've made this start of the show very awkward for me. Huge week in the A-League.
Huge.
Australian sport.
Australian sport general. Is in crisis.
Yep. And for once, it's not the A-League.
Oh,
on the
they
front
sort
pages.
Of are involved somehow. They've got dragged into it.
The AFL did that extremely tenuous link with the match-fixing thing.
Yeah.
When news broke that, like, it was possible that all AFL games were fixed for the last few years, the story they broke was match-fixing happens elsewhere too, like in soccer. Here's Del Piero. Yeah. Fantastic deflection there from the AFL
classic
media.
Classic AFL. Classic Demetrio.
Was classic Demetrio.
He's terrible. Yeah. I really dislike him.
Gallup wasn't going to stand for that.
No.
Yeah. Gallup, he stepped in straight away and said, name names.
Yep.
Or go away. And that's good because Ben Buckley wouldn't have done that.
No. He would have spent a lot of money doing nothing.
Yeah. Huge week. Sydney FC got rid of Jason Kleiner, but won a game. Apparently so. Frank Farina was asked after the game whether Jason will play for the club again this season, and he said at this stage, it's a no.
Nah.
That's catastrophic for Sydney fans because that trio up front of Griffiths, Del Piero and Kleiner was just starting to look really good.
And to have the experience of Kleiner in the team, I think has really helped Sydney turn around their season.
That's right. They've scraped into the six now with a win. A Del Piero goal. Again, he can't stop scoring, which is fantastic. Fantastic for him, but I am worried that they have thrown away this sort of finals charge with a bit of a difference of opinion between a manager and a player.
Spat.
Must have been a decent spat to,
put
your foot down because spats happen all the time. Yeah. Zelko Kalac fights with two or three Sydney FC players every training session.
Yeah.
Must have been a decent one.
Especially Kleiner.
One of your big players, not like a youth team player. Yeah. You can just cut and set an example.
Yeah. Well, you're really going to notice him not being in the team.
What could happen? Any ideas?
Well, it had to be something big. Oh, the media's not divulging what actually happened. No one seems to know anything.
No.
We do.
We've got the exclusive.
We've got an exclusive.
It's a TFS exclusive. We've managed to pick up the audio.
Yep. ACA got nothing on us, mate.
That's right. From the CCTV footage.
Treasure Grimshaw.
Yeah. Take that grimace. From the training ground.
From the training ground.
We've got the audio.
Yeah, we've got the audio.
Are you just repeating everything I'm saying now?
Am I repeating everything you're saying? Yes, I am. I've got no affirmative.
Let's have a listen to what was the real reason that things got awkward between Frank and Jason.
Hey, Jace.
Yeah, mate.
Frankie wants to see you in his office.
All right, no worries. I'll be there in a second.
Yeah.
Frankie, you want me?
Yeah. Oh, is that Jason?
Yeah, mate.
Oh, come on in, mate.
Oh, how you going, Frankie?
Yeah, good, mate. How you going?
I'm good. What's this about? What's that music?
Oh, yeah, don't worry about that music, mate. Just come over here and have a seat by my desk. Just let me move some stuff.
What's that?
Don't worry about that. So, how's the knee?
Yeah, I'm feeling strong, mate. It's feeling strong.
Yeah, it's looking strong. It's looking strong. How's the legs?
Yeah, they're feeling good. I'm really keen to play this week.
Yeah, no, they're looking good. They're looking fine.
Yeah,
you're looking fine. You're looking a bit hot, Jace. Why don't you take your shirt off or something?
All right, okay.
Yeah, take that shirt off.
Okay, what do you want me to take my shirt off for?
Yeah, no, don't worry about that, mate. Just why don't you come over here and give me a closer look at that knee?
Mate, I'm really feeling uncomfortable.
No, just go with it, mate. Come on, just come over. Come on.
Are you sure this is... What's this got to do with anything?
Mate, you want to play next week, don't you?
I really want to play, mate. I'm really keen.
Mate, I've got the power to make you captain, but you got to want it.
Oh, I'm really feeling uncomfortable, mate. I can't do this, Frankie. I've got to go, mate.
Come on,
stay.
No, stay. Come on.
I can't. It's just too uncomfortable for me.
All right, fine. Go, but you won't play for this club again.
All right, fine. I'm going. This is not right.
All right, fine. Close the door on your way out. And send Alessandro in. tell him to wear the sleeveless shirt.
Wow.
Wow. That's really opened my eyes.
That's some pretty hard-hitting evidence there.
Yeah, whoa. What's going on there?
Yeah, that, and keep in mind, it is evidence. That was an actual recording from the training ground. You know what I noticed? Jason Kleiner sounds a lot like you.
Does he? Is that what I actually sound like?
Yeah.
I've actually never listened to a podcast, so I
have you not?
I don't know what I sound like.
There you go.
So I sound like Jason Kleiner.
You do. You sound a lot like him, yeah.
Well, matter of fact, you actually sound a bit like Frankie.
Yeah, no, I didn't think so.
No?
No, I didn't think so at all.
No,
he doesn't have the dulcet tones that I do.
Oh, yeah? Fickle.
Yeah, fickle. Big news today as well. The new big news just keeps rolling. Let's talk about Perth Glory, who have got a new manager. Alistair Edwards has taken over.
Caretaker. Yeah.
From Fergie, who's gone.
Mate, I did not see that coming at all.
It's coming out of the blue. Massive shock.
Yeah, massive shock. Like, 2 points from 24. Going pretty bad. Actually terrible.
Yeah.
But that's no reason to sack your coach.
No, if you can't win games or score goals, you've got a dope.
Yeah.
That's what Perth's problem is. Maybe they're the only team in Australian professional sport, apparently, that aren't on the juice.
I think so.
Yeah.
That's definitely because they're terrible.
They were so bad against Melbourne Heart. They didn't look like scoring.
Something's just happened to them. Start of the season, they actually looked all right.
Yeah,
like they had their problems, but they were covering the issues well, and they were scraping away with wins and draws and whatnot. But now they've just died.
Shane Smeltz does not look like the player he used to be.
Maybe from the grand final when he got hit in the head.
He's never been the same since then.
Maybe his nose is...
He's aerodynamically, not as fast now.
Yeah, it's just like a Formula One car. Like once he's changed
The slightest change, and now he runs... Every time he sprints, he veers to the left slightly and he can't figure out why.
Yeah, exactly.
So. That's probably it.
Yeah. Just call me Adrian Newey. Red Bull.
Yeah, no worries. No worries. Alistair Edwards, we said, is going to step up into the job. You pointed out that Brisbane Roar missed the trick by not trying to push Rado into the job.
Yes, Brisbane, they should have kept Rado on. You remember they had all these... The Roar's got all these shirts saying, "In Rado we trust," and all this.
Yeah, players training.
They had thousands of
them. Big banners at the
ground. They're pretty much worthless right now. Yep. If they had Rado, so they could offload him onto Perth, and then... They can send the shirts and banners with him, and then they wouldn't have to write those shirts off as a bad loss.
Yeah, that's right.
At the end of the financial season.
Yeah, they still get some value out of it.
Yeah.
It's like a cash and player deal, but it's a coach and merch deal.
Just imagine when all the end of year financial reports come out in a couple of months' time or 4 months' time or somewhere it is, they could have a loss of maybe $3,000 if they offload those shirts onto Perth. They could be in the black. Just imagine all the Singaporean investors that are betting on LA Games could actually invest into a football club just because they know this club is profitable. But because because they didn't send those shirts over to Perth, Brisbane are going to die next year.
Didn't you do economics at uni?
That's a fact.
You would be the worst economist / accountant.
Should I start that again?
No.
I had something there. And yes, I do have a degree in business and finance. It's sitting up on my...
He's actually not joking.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Apologies, listeners. That's
a 101 in economics right there.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's why I work for the Reserve Bank.
You're actually to blame for the global financial crisis.
Yes.
The GFC. Other big news from the weekend's A-League was the first ever interactive match. Melbourne Heart decided to give Twitter a ton of free promotion.
Yes.
Put player Twitter handles on the back of their shirts and call it the hashtag interactive match.
Yeah, that was a bit weird. What was the actual reason for that?
Well, I don't see...
Was it to get more followers?
I don't know. Maybe. But because for me, well, what was interactive about it?
If that actually works, I'm going to do it. I'm going to walk around. I'm going to go... There's like one of those, those printing shops downtown.
Yeah.
I'm going to get... You can't
wear shirts.
I'm going to get 20 shirts with my Twitter name on it, get it printed out, and I'll walk around town and see if it actually works.
Can we do that? Like as a legit experiment?
I might go out one night, clubbing, just burn up the D floor with my Twitter name
on
my shirt.
Let's do that.
That'd be like some hot chick would be come up to me just grinding up on me. I'll be like, "Hey, you got Twitter? Add me." Bang. Now move on to the next girl.
Yeah. You get 1,000 followers in a night.
Then I go up to a girl and I show her my shirt and I go, "Do you know what this is made from?" And she go, "What?" I say, boyfriend material. And she'll be like, yeah, I'm going to add you on Twitter.
Yeah, just go, follow me.
Yeah,
and then she'll start following you. You'll go, not literally, I mean on Twitter. Yeah, like, see? You stay where you are, I'm going.
So guys out there, you just heard a pretty good pickup line there. Just remember that one. Put that one back in mind.
That's right.
Yeah.
That can you please wear a shirt with your Twitter handle on it?
I think I need to because I've got no followers. I've got 60.
Let's get the shirt made and I'll get a photo of it and put it up on the football sack.
All right. Let's do it.
Cool. I'm so looking forward to that, I've got to say. I've lost track of what we're talking about. Yeah, the interactive match.
Yeah.
Still struggling to figure out what was actually interactive about it. Putting players' names on their shirts, their Twitter
things. Well, I guess when you're watching the game, you're tweeting as well. You might actually add the person.
Yeah, but they're not tweeting.
And tweet or disgust at him. Like, mate, you're a crap player. What are you doing in that team?
Yeah, but he's not going to reply because he's playing a game.
He might reply later.
Yeah, but then it's not an interactive match. That's just interaction.
Yeah. See, you got me there. You got me there on technical.
Yeah, I do. Got the points. You have my phone number, right?
Yeah.
If I then go and play a game of golf, does that make that an interactive game of golf? Because you could call me at any time. There's no guarantee that I'll pick up, but you could call me. That's the same logic that the interactive match used.
I've got no comeback, to be honest.
I'm not attempting to abuse you.
Okay.
It wasn't your idea to do the interactive match. It was just a strange idea.
Well, do you reckon Twitter actually paid the heart to do this, or?
I don't think so. That's what's amazing. Yeah, very, very strange. They did get a decent crowd. I think it was over 6,000, which is okay for the heart. So did that have anything to do with it?
I highly doubt it.
Who knows? It was.
You actually got a heart jersey right in front of me.
I do.
Have a Twitter.
I have.
Does it have a Twitter thing on the back of the wall?
No, it doesn't. It just has.
Maybe the Westpac should be at Westpac from now on.
Yeah, definitely. Everything should be at. Go to thefootballsack.com, listeners, and read Jasmine Chenny's match report about the game. It's a bit of a piss take out of the whole Twitter thing. Everything's either hashtagged or at.
Everyone with tweets there, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Matt Coleman had a good line where they announced the crowd and he said, shouldn't that be 6,000 followers? That was good.
Yeah, that was
well
very
done.
Good.
The first ever interactive match. If it works, well done. But I'll tell you something that really did grind my gears, though, in the Peru game was when they put up Richard Garcia on the screen and they said, like, how many games he'd played, how many goals he scored, and then they mentioned how many Twitter followers he had. That set our league back 5 years instantly that moment.
Oh, wow. That's horrendous.
That was poor.
That's very poor.
That's up there with worst use of pre-game graphics since Fox Sports just didn't update their coaches list from last season.
You have to listen to the first podcast to find that one out.
You can, in order to catch up on all our jokes, you can go back and listen to our old podcast, or you can just watch the B-League on Fox Sports because our jokes tend to show up there. Adelaide United looked as though their bubble had burst, then they beat Melbourne Victory.
Yeah.
1-0. Yeah, who saw that coming?
I think all of us.
Yeah, some investors in Singapore saw that coming.
Singaporean, it's apparently, you know, all the talk about that $49 million bets on this A-League game. It was actually the Adelaide v Victory game, the previous game.
The 4-2.
The 4-2
game. Was that confirmed that $40 million bet or whatever it was?
Yeah, apparently.
Because I heard about it, but you would have thought that would have been newsworthy.
There was more money bet on that game than the Manchester Derby.
No way.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
Apparently it's because...
What was the bet for? Do we know? Like what they went for, like goals over, under, or correct score or anything?
We don't know. I don't know. But I seem to think it's because, not match fixing, it's just because it's in the same time zone and it's easier to bet on. That's why. Like, it's in Asia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what...
That is interesting, actually. That's a good point.
Yeah, the AFL tried to say it was match fixing. But, they seem to think it's just because it's in the same time zone, it's easy to bet on. You can watch it live.
That's true. A lot of people do bet. I bet a lot just because I'm on the couch and there's something in front of me.
Yeah, but because of the number, like the amount was so high, they seem to think it was match fixing. But I don't think anyone's match fixing in the A-League.
No,
because it's pretty even.
Yeah, it's way too hard. Yeah. I would not invest any more than $5 on my weekly multi bet in the A-League.
Yeah.
Do you want to, speaking of investments, do you want to hear about, this is off topic, but do you want to hear about my investment today I bought on eBay? Bought a treadmill.
You bought?
Yeah, I did.
You bought a treadmill?
Yeah. Because here's my thing. I like running.
Is this football related?
Not really, but we're going to catch up and the listeners may want to know, because it's been a while. You know, we haven't caught up.
I've got a treadmill at home that doesn't get used.
Sorry?
I've got a treadmill at home that doesn't get used.
You have one?
Yeah.
Is it a good one?
It's pretty good.
How much did you pay for it?
Well, we stole it off my girlfriend's mum.
Oh, yeah. So nothing.
Yeah. We intended on using it. It's just like my gym pass.
Did you try... Did you... When you stole it, did you try to run away with it, but you just kept staying on the same spot?
No. You should quit while we were ahead.
Yeah, should
have. Just get back to your story.
I've bought a treadmill because when I watch TV, especially sport, I get, like, I want to run around, but then I go for a run and I get really bored. So yeah. I bought a treadmill so that I can watch sport and run at the same time.
Oh, yeah, so you
because
watch the...
I need to be fit by August, because in August I'm taking part in a world record attempt to play the longest five-a-side game ever. And we have to play for more than 42 hours to break that record.
And when do you sleep?
Do you, like, during the game, you have three subs.
Yeah.
And you're not allowed to leave the field. You just have to, like, sleep on the sideline.
So we could have a world record holder.
Could do. You heard it here first.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
I just pray to God that nobody breaks that world record in between now and August, because it's still 6
months
away.
You know, like, most people that try these long hour kind of world records die.
Do they?
And, you know, like, people who, like, play video games for 40 hours straight, they die.
Yeah, I've heard, actually heard that, yeah. Yeah, that's worrying.
So you better get fit.
Yeah, that's... Well,
maybe train your body to...
That's the logic.
Sleep while standing or something.
Because I've got to, like, I've thought, right, I'm going to start training. But yeah, I find running to be the most boring thing in the world. Even with a playlist or something like that in your headphones. Yeah. So I'm now going to run whilst watching TV.
No, very cool.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So, listener...
That had absolutely nothing to do with the A-League.
But no, but I may watch an A-League game, because we were talking about it being in
parallel
convenient time zone. So, in a convenient time zone, if there's, like, a game on at, like, you know, 6 o'clock at night, yep, I might put a bet on the game and then jog during the game.
You, like, play running games.
I could. Like, I could, like, watch the Olympics.
Like, whenever...
And when the running's on, I could, like, turn the speed up and, like, pretend I'm racing them.
Oh, you'd be, like, whenever Ruben Zakovic screws up a pass or something, you put on number 10, like, as fast as you can go for 10 seconds.
I'm not doing that to myself.
Yeah. You'd be the back of the room, boy.
So, what you're saying, running games, like, in like a drinking game, but instead of being punished by drinking, you
run fast. You got sprint.
That's, like, the worst thing I could ever imagine.
Yeah.
I'll stick to drinking games.
But you could listen to a running podcast, get some tips.
I could! I'm going to download the running podcast. That's why I have a reason.
Yeah,
get those. I'm a runner now. I'm a devoted runner. I bought a treadmill.
Yep.
Back on topic to the A-League and the Western Sydney Wanderers roll on. Another win.
Yeah, another win. They're going great guns, aren't they?
Yeah.
That Tony Popovich is a magician. You know, out of the, like, last 33 points they could have got, they've got 28.
It's a ridiculous run of form.
I know. And no one seems to be talking about them. Like,
no.
As a contender, everyone seems to be thinking about, like,
well, the Mariners and the victory. The Mariners, to be fair to them, did win 5-0 on the weekend.
Yeah.
But, geez, Western Sydney, with a defence that strong...
Like, you can't. I've got nothing against the Central Coast Mariners, but I'll call them the Central Chokes.
Central Chokes Mariners.
Yeah. But you need
that's
to ask
the, that's the best pun you've had since Fold Coast United.
Yeah, but everyone seems to be talking about them as a premiership, like, front runner. But which premiership?
Yeah.
They seem to win the top of the table. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they don't win the grand final.
No, that's right. That's where your chockies are.
Yeah, that's where your chokes are.
That's where your chokies are. they keep on coming. We started in fine form. We finished in fine form.
Oh, jeez. God help us.
So you're writing off the Mariners as championship winners. You're saying, now, people should listen to this because you are Asian, so will you be investing any money on this?
No, I won't be.
No.
So I don't have any money to invest.
Okay. We should probably wrap up the show. It's been good to be back.
It's been good.
Have you had fun recording this?
A lot of fun.
I've had a little bit of fun recording this, actually.
Yeah. I feel like a bit of a detective after all the exclusives today.
That Frank Farina scoop.
Yep.
That'll send us to the top. Reminder, actually, that Football Fans Down Under Awards nominations may be open now. I'm not entirely sure.
Yep.
But they definitely open soon if they're not open now. Go to FFDU, Football Fans Down Under, and vote for this podcast as Australia's best podcast of the year.
The hat trick?
Yeah, we're on course for a hat trick. I tell you
pretty
what.
If we don't win it, mate, it'll be pretty much my fault.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say.
Because we won it last year, but only joined late in the piece.
Yeah, you kind of, like, 10% of that trophy.
You probably
is really yours.
Had a one before I started.
Yeah, that's true. No, I reckon you're pretty. Yeah, you went down well.
Okay, I hope so.
I'm just going to watch the Asian betting market to see where the smart money's going.
Yeah, I just hope if we don't win this year, you don't bring me into your office.
Yeah, I'm going to have a word.
Yeah. Yeah.
Send you in. Just excuse me while I get my Barry White records. Let's wrap it up and go home. I am home, but you can go home.
I'm better go home as well.
All right, cool.
All right. See ya.
See ya, everybody. Thanks for listening. Bye.
That was the Football Sack Podcast. If you haven't already, subscribe on iTunes to stay up to date with all of the football action across Australia.